Keys finish off a three-game series against the Salem Red Sox tonight. Tough couple of games yesterday in the doubleheader. Kyle Houston joined by Keys outfielder Cole Billingsley. And Cole, obviously yesterday was tough collectively for your group offensively. What do you see from both Hernandez and Houck that made it so difficult and challenging for you guys?
That was two good arms thrown at us, and had a hard time getting guys on and getting some momentum going as an offense. And against arms like that, you got to capitalize on the mistakes and try to do the best you can to string some hits together, get some timely hits, and we just weren't able to do that. So
one thing that we did see yesterday, though, was the speed of you and Ryan McKenna with that double steal. That's another aspect that we didn't quite see a ton last year with the Keys that you guys seem to bring. Have you always been a base stealer?
Yeah, absolutely. Speed is just another thing that helps you manufacture runs. If you're not swinging the bat great that day, maybe you can draw a walk, advance on a base with a stolen base or, a tough dirt ball read. Speed only helps you. And, that's just, a guy like me, Mac, and Ring, that's just something that we use to, anything we can do for the team. Speed's a factor. We're not going to hit a ton of home runs. Speed is something we use to help, get us to the next level, help us get the team another run, essentially.
Obviously, speed is a big factor in stealing bases, but it's more than that. What do you think is the biggest key in being a good base runner and especially a base stealer?
I think having good awareness, the game, who's up to bat, what the count is, watching the catcher's arms in between inning, throw down the second, the pitcher's time, the home plate. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just being able to run fast. There's a lot of things that go into stealing bases, and I think having good awareness helps. Any good base dealer will say having good awareness helps them.
This year in the outfield, you've played both left and center field, with mainly playing left field. Do you feel comfortable in any of the outfield positions, or do you prefer one over the other?
I grew up playing center field my whole life, so I would say I'm most comfortable there, but I haven't played a lot of center field, since I've been drafted. I've been, majority on the corner, so it's a little bit of adjustment, but, at the end of the day, our job's to catch the ball, so... But it's just different angles and stuff. So, it's still the outfield, but it's a tad bit different. But, as long as you catch the ball before it hits the ground, you did your job. So,
Kyle Houston with Keys outfielder Cole Billingsley. And you mentioned, being drafted. Today's draft day in the NFL. And in the major leagues, it's not quite as big of a spectacle, but it doesn't take away the importance anymore from guys being drafted. What do you remember about the day that you were drafted?
It's a lot of stress, I will say that. But, it's cool. A lot of guys work their whole lives for that moment. And, it's really something special when you look at all the times, growing up playing travel ball and all the sacrifices your parents make, that you make instead of going on a summer vacation, you choose to go play, a tournament, and, all that stuff comes together in that one moment, and it's really special and it's really cool. A lot of guys work their whole life, and it really is something special and something to be proud of. But on the other side of it, that's just where the journey begins, the game only gets harder, and the road gets a little tougher. But, like you said, all the work that you put in, it's a special moment in your life, and it's something to be proud of and something cool to say.
You're from Alabama, and obviously it's a big football state down there with the University of Alabama, Auburn, all that. Did you ever play football? Was that ever a thought growing up?
I played football 1 year. Broke both bones in my arm, in my throwing arm. So that was it for me. But I grew up, my granddad was coached, 34 years of high school football. The stadium was named after him. So my granddad, had a big football name in the town I grew up in, the school I went to. So I've always been around football. I've always loved it. Grew up an Auburn fan, but I've always been around football. But football is not my thing, man. I love baseball and basketball. So,
So being an Auburn fan, do you and Kyle Moore kind of jaw back and forth, him being an Alabama guy?
No, not really. I mean, I went to school at South Alabama, so it kind of my ties to Auburn aren't really that strong anymore. So, you know, I'll root for Auburn in football, but I'm a Jags fan through and through. But, you know, we played Alabama in my time in college and stuff. And actually one of my coaches is at the University of Alabama. So I went and saw him this offseason, and Alabama's a beautiful place, Tuscaloosa is, and so is Auburn, but I don't really have, you know, I'm not too uptight about the whole football rivalry thing, so, but it's cool.
You got married in the offseason. How'd you and your wife meet?
We met in college through a longtime old friend. She was moving schools and kind of got in touch, and it's the rest is history, so it's cool. It's marriage has been a really cool thing, a big learning experience, and it's been great having her. She's here with me this season in Frederick, so it's great having her. It's definitely a blessing, and it's been great. So
one thing that I found interesting is you guys actually bought an RV, is that right?
Yeah, so this off season we lived in a camper in Oxford, Alabama, and honestly, a lot of people call it crazy, but I absolutely loved it. You know, it taught me how to live small. It, you know, teach you what's important. And, you know, it honestly kind of – it taught me how to be super neat, because there's not a whole lot of space to be throwing stuff around and leaving stuff out. But you learn what's important to you when you live in such a small space like that. And, you know, you don't have a whole lot of room for things. And, you know, I had to get rid of a lot of things, but it's kind of one of those out of sight, out of mind. You know, had to give away a lot of stuff, but I don't ever think about it now that it's gone. But living in an RV has been so much fun, so I don't regret it for a second. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great stuff, Cole. Thank you for the time. Best of luck today, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Cole Billingsley, Keys outfielder. We'll be back with the Comfort Inn starting lineups right after this.